Nikki Hodge. I'm principal of Baxter Elementary School in Anchorage, Alaska. I've been at Baxter Elementary School for 5 years. The first year that I was here, we started a positive school-wide discipline plan. And with that, we have set 4 expectations that we call our school matrix. And those are to be safe, be respectful, be responsible, and be positive. And out of that, all of the classroom rules, expectations, our whole school procedures are founded on those 4 simple procedures. We believe that at Baxter, the research that says that students make the biggest difference when there's a core curriculum that's taught consistently so that students learn the language and understand the concepts related to making good choices and with problem solving. And so we have a core curriculum that we use. And every Monday, the whole school focuses on social and emotional learning. The teachers teach lessons from the core curriculum or an alternate curriculum related to a focus that they want to have for the week. For example, respect. Maybe that's been an issue within the classroom. And so they will focus on, choose a lesson that relates to respect. And then throughout the week, they will infuse the idea of respect through the rest of the curricula, through the reading program or through social studies or through other teachable moments. Then we also believe that students should be rewarded for doing the right thing. A lot of times students do the right thing all the time, don't get recognized. The students that are having issues are the ones that are getting attention. So what we do is we reward students for doing the right thing. So students that do not have any office referrals for the month earn bubblegum recess. And that's a 30-minute extra recess that we have the first Friday of the month for any student that's made it successfully without an office referral. We also use caught coupons, and those are passed out around the playground, in the halls, throughout the school area. And so students can get a caught coupon for following our 4 components of our matrix. And then those students are invited to have lunch with me. Then for students that may have difficulty following those, they're invited then to participate in activities that are going to help them review and understand and be able to better follow our matrix. So we have our rebound program, which is an after-school program. We don't call it detention, but the rebound teacher sits down with students and they talk about what happened. They review the matrix and then they do problem solving and talk about how the student could make different choices next time and be successful. And then during bubblegum recess, for students that did receive office referrals, those students participate in activities that are also related to whatever their infraction was, where they can again practice following the matrix. And that's what we program we call MINT, or making it next time. And then throughout the month, the teachers mentor those students and help them, encourage them to make good choices so that they'll be able to participate in bubblegum recess the next time. The leadership team we have found has been really the whole core behind the success of the program here. We meet at least twice a month. We have updates at staff meetings so that we're making sure that we're continually training the teachers on, like, for example, reviewing the matrix or of the procedures for our rebound program. The leadership team is representative of all grade levels, and then they not only take ideas back from the team to their grade level partners, but they also bring any kind of questions or suggestions from their grade level partners to the team for discussion. And then yearly, we have a retreat where we have subs for a day, and the SEL team meets away from the school. We look at what was successful over the course of the year, what maybe wasn't so successful, and then out of that, we generate our plan for the next year.